Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. More than 200 mass shootings have taken place in the U.S. since the beginning of the year, and this weekend the number rose yet again. KOVR-TV's Steve Large on one of the latest in Sacramento, California.
First, I thought it was fireworks, and then my husband told me that, no, there was a shooting on the street.
Amy and Vic Lopez live blocks away from the shooting scene and fear for their own family's safety after learning a 10-year-old boy and 1-year-old girl were hit by bullets on Del Paso Boulevard.
It's really painful to see kids, you know, going through that.
Video from the shooting scene Saturday night shows a stroller inside the crime tape with evidence markers scattered around it.
Deadly shootings also happened in Yuma, Arizona, and Louisville, Kentucky. Well, it was a somber day in Buffalo, New York, 1 year after a man killed 10 people inside of a supermarket. He later told the court that he targeted the victims, quote, because they were black. CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Put our broken pieces back together again.
Pain from the mass shooting at Tops Supermarket is still on the minds of the community.
I don't need help remembering. My problem is I can't forget.
A gunman who had posted a white supremacist tirade opened fire on shoppers in the predominantly black neighborhood.
It's been hot in the Northwest this weekend, and Weather Channel meteorologist Lynette Charles says it's continuing.
We're talking about heat, and more heat across the Pacific Northwest. We have those highs that will be 20 to 30 degrees above average.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met for 3 hours with French President Emmanuel Macron during a surprise trip to Paris Sunday. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is there.
What will be on the table is the coming counteroffensive and the ongoing struggle for European support in militarily and humanitarian ways. A bit like those moments in the Second World War, you know, where there was conferences of leaders ahead of major turning points in the war.
Zelensky also met with the leaders of Italy and Germany over the weekend. The next leader of Turkey could be decided by a runoff election. Foreign correspondent MTS Tayyip.
Opposition leader Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, a soft-spoken economist and retired civil servant, is promising to return the modern Turkish state to its secular roots, ally it closer to the West, and bring it back into a parliamentary democracy.
Illinois could soon become the first state in the country to offer protections for child social media stars. The state house is expected to take up a bill this week that would entitle influencers under the age of 16 to a percentage of money made from content that they are in, even posts by family members. The state Senate unanimously approved the bill in March. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Every year, investors lose money because they trade on emotions and hearsay instead of data. But there's a solution. StockCharts.com, the leading online charting tool that experts and disciplined traders have used for over 20 years. You can do the same. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Go to StockCharts.com and start your free trial today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, May 15th. In Wood County, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Citizens Groundwater Group will meet at 2 in the River Block Building in Room 206. The Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 at the Fair Office in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Health and Human Services Board meeting scheduled for 4:30 has been canceled. The Stevens Point Special City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. Following that, the Common Council meeting will begin at 7. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet from 2 to 3 p.m. The Adams City Council meeting will run from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 35. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Highs level off around 72. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 50. Mid-70s Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid-60s. Bright sunshine expected Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. And the most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right...
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this one the F Your Feelings Friday edition.
All right, man. I love it. Crudy, happy F Your Feelings Friday. Evan on the board as well. Thank you, sir. Our fair audience. Another week. We made it, baby.
Dominic, we got a fine guest joining us in the Happier Happy Hour. He is former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Expected Jim at 5:05. And don't forget the morning cannolis every Saturday morning. Tune in tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. He's got his own gig. But today, he's all ours right here on this big show. And I'm on Fridays. If you're new to our fine product, you may not know we air the grievances up here on Fridays. Meaning we can talk trash. We can do whatever we want. It's airing of the grievances.
It's like a Festivus Friday. We air the grievances. We got a lot of problems with your people. And now you go.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Cheaper to keep them.
I remember Scott Walker saying that for the Bucks.
Cheaper to keep them. Of course, he was completely wrong because his cheaper to keep them was after he turned down $250 million that would have been expended by the Seminole Tribe, I believe, in partnership the Hard Rock people, they want to build a Kenosha casino.
Yes.
Given us $250 million, we, the state taxpayers, and 10,000 jobs, and oh yeah, they would have built a casino, mostly pulling money out of Chicagoland. And Scott Walker, who at the time was geared up for a presidential campaign, very much like Ron DeSantis, the bad governance going on in Florida, you know, it's all through the prism of Ron desperately wants to be the president.
Yes.
But Scott Walker, in a similar role back in 2014, well, he refused the money.
Gambling's bad.
Well, according to Sheldon Adelson, the gambling magnate writing Scott Walker seven-figure checks, I think it had more to do with the donors didn't want the competition down. But anywho, Scott Walker killed the casino. You know, there was also that letter from Iowa Christian conservatives, like 300-400 of them wrote a letter, don't expand gambling. And Scott Walker built a failed presidential campaign on that precept. So after he didn't take the money, Dom, well, now we got a problem. Because the Bucks franchise was in an aging stadium at that time, the Bradley Center.
Yes.
Not my favorite venue to watch a game, although I've been to worse. You ever been to Mariucci in Minnesota?
No.
The Barn. But anyways, now we have a similar circumstance to the one that Scott Walker described as cheaper to keep them. Meaning that the Milwaukee Bucks generate enough, not revenue, not, you know, profit, not beer sales, but actually taxation, especially of players that come here to play. But they get paid so much money, Dom. These NBA players, these NFL players, in the case of the Packers, and of course, Major League Baseball players, make so much money that even if you appear in, let's say, Milwaukee for a three-day weekend, and Dom, what do you know? We got some tickets to give away this weekend. I believe the Royals are in town. Most people would have given you notice, but we're giving away tickets to tonight's 7 o'clock game. It's cheaper if you keep them.
Yes, you must keep them.
So we are going to expect some participation in this hour. If you want free tickets, let Ebone know. Ebone, help us screen the people. If you want the tickets, just call and say, I want a pair of tickets to tonight's game. Brewers against the Royals, American Family Field, courtesy of our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3. Don't forget, we also play the Brewers in Richland Center, WRCE, radio from the center. But anyways, now the Brewers, apparently I didn't know this 3 months ago, Dom, but through the budgetary proposal of Democratic Governor Tony Evers in the state of Wisconsin, the Brewers were to have been allocated a lot of money to renovate American Family Field. It's now been some years since the stadium opened. We're now on its at least second name, right? We've already burned through
the first sponsor, yes, was Miller Park, and now it's American Family Field.
Well, I know that Robin Voss effectively took Tony Evers' budget, and as part of Tony's advocacy, they wanted to allocate money towards making sure the Brewers stayed here long term. And Robin Voss has effectively said, screw you, Tony Evers. Whatever you propose, I hate. You're going to see this theme on and on throughout the course of today's show. Sort of an F you attitude these Republicans have. But if Tony wants it, it's a bad thing. But I find it very ironic, Dom. PolitiFact Wisconsin, they rated a statement from Speaker Robin Voss. And effectively, the statement was, it's cheaper to keep them. He used the Scott Walker argument this time regarding the Milwaukee Brewers and how Wisconsin's tax coffers would take a hit if the Brewers leave. Want to help me with this one, fella?
Yeah, here's the actual quote from Robin Voss from PolitiFact.com. When a baseball player or a footballer, a basketball player from another team plays in Wisconsin, that's one game's salary. They pay Wisconsin income tax on it. So for some reason, we do not have the Brewers in Wisconsin. All those player salaries that generate dollars for the state will go away. And yes, PolitiFact says Wisconsin's tax coffers would take a hit if the Brewers leave. Withholding from professional athletes totals in the millions of dollars each year. In 2022 alone, MLB teams totaled more than $12.4 million. And in 2022, also taxes from visiting pro athletes in baseball, basketball, and football topped $50 million.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. That's all I had to say. Cheaper to keep them.
That's it.
Well,
so what? So Robin Voss he's not down for the Evers budget. In his 23-25 budget, Evers called for Tappy to state surplus to spend $290 million on a stadium renovations to ensure that the Bucks would stay. The cash would go to an escrow account operated by the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District, a state-created agency that owns American Family Field and leases it to the Brewers. In return, the Brewers will extend their current ballpark lease, which could expire by the end of 2030, and agree to stay through 2043. But Robin Voss, well, he has said the stadium funding question should be taken up outside of the budget process. What, kind of like the national debt? And has argued that there are other sources of money that could be better tapped to address the issue. PolitiFact notes that in March, they rated mostly false a claim by Evers that the original plan was bipartisan in nature. In a March 9th appearance on Wisconsin Right Now podcast, everyone's a podcaster, and more recently at the Milwaukee Press Club, Voss has noted that taxes paid by visiting professional athletes could be tapped as a revenue source. And we said his quote, the jock tax, if a pro athlete plays in a state that collects the income tax, any money made from that game is taxed as income earned to the state, which is informally known as the jock tax. Curdy, you never paid a jock tax. It's been around for in some form since the 60s. However, the practice heated up in the 90s after the state of California slapped the tax on earnings of Chicago Bulls players who traveled to L.A. for the 91 NBA finals. Illinois retaliated, imposing a similar tax on out-of-state players. According to Huddle Up, a newsletter focused on the business of sports, such taxes are collected in every state, with the exception of five, and those being Florida, Nevada, Texas, Washington, and Tennessee.
Cheaper to keep them. Dom, it would have been easier to notify our fine audience that we had Brewers tickets for tonight's game earlier in the week. But apparently you didn't monitor your email properly. Hey,
one of my grievances, I did not see Luke's email from Tuesday. Sorry, Luke.
So anyways, our what? Our distractibility, our inability to do the basic tenets of a radio broadcast, like give away some Brewer tickets, leads to your fortune tonight, audience. Because if you don't have Friday night plans, I mean, other than maybe fish with Gary, free tickets to the Brewers game. Two pair. We got two pair to give away. Just tell Ebone you want the tickets. We'll take you on the air. I'm going to make you do something random. But if you say you want them and you're going to use them.
You got to use them.
These are great seats, man. We haven't been yet. We were just talking before we went on the air. When do we get to go to a Brewers game?
I don't know, man.
Who do you got to know to get the Brewers tickets?
I know. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and we better decide soon because it's booking up, man. There's only so many beautiful days. Of course, with the dome, it's nice, you know, the retractable roof.
Weather's always fine.
Always good on the inside.
On the inside, it's always good. You know, the sales team here from Civic Media, fine team we've assembled, Roxanne and her team, they got the Brewers tickets on Wednesday. The whole team. Johnny cooked them brats. They tailgated in the Waukesha parking lot. And then they used these super cool Brewers tickets. They're behind home plate. They're club seats, 300 level. My understanding, although I can't tell you from personal experience.
So we've been told.
Is they're excellent seats. And someday soon, Dom and I are going to sneak out a little bit early on probably a win.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. You don't know my God.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's Local Government Committee passed the bill Thursday. Democrats on the committee tried and failed to remove parts of the bill that have nothing to do with state aid to local communities. Representative Clinton Anderson from Beloit.
I'm a person who believes in local control, and I support local governments, and I want to give them the tools to do what they do best.
But Republican Todd Novak of Dodgeville says Democrats have had their chance to shape the bill.
Yes, it is a Republican bill, but your party did have a lot of input and suggestions and stuff.
The next stop is the Assembly floor next week. Governor Evers has promised to veto the bill unless quotas and other restrictions on local governments are taken out. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Melissa Kay, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 35. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Highs level off around 72. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 50. Mid-70s Tuesday with a chance for scattered storms. Mid-60s. Bright sunshine expected Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
That's too bad.
You know, I do have on my Facebook, few of you are my friends, Facebook friends. Those don't really count. But I try. If you have mutual friends, lots of them, and you ask me to be your friend, I will be your friend. But on my Facebook, Dom, I have Jesus hates the Cubs. And I think I mentioned my DNA daddy down there in Tennessee. He's a big baseball guy. I thought he was a Cardinals guy, but he takes great offense that Jesus would have a preference for the Brewers over the Cubs. Like I would represent Jesus to have that preference.
I mean, who can know the mind of God? I mean, she's crazy.
Maybe she's not a ball fan. 844. But you could be, again, tickets to give away, but you got to call 844-967-2789. Let's get into some more politics time. It's summertime, trying to lighten it up, but these MAGAs, they keep pulling us back. Kelda Royce on the state GOP ultra MAGA id. Our friend, state Rob, pardon me, she's a senator now, Kelda. I think she does a good job of describing them, Dom. You know, you've been pretty bold with your descriptors of late.
Come on.
I got more.
I'm just saying what you're thinking, man.
Well, go ahead. Do say what I was thinking, or at least what Paul Fanlon would write here.
As Paul writes at the Cap Times, you know the drill. Our centrist Democratic governor proposes a logical, affordable, centrist spending plan, one that invests in education, healthcare, childcare, broadband, and basic services to retain and attract younger workers in a state that desperately need them. And Republicans, who control the legislature only by extreme gerrymandering, answer it by gutting it, this time in the form of more than 500 changes to Governor Tony Evers' proposed state budget. You might think things would be different after Evers was reelected last fall by a veritable landslide of more than 3 percentage points in our 50-50 state, or that Republicans might change their tone after left-leaning Judge Janet Protasiewicz was elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court with a startling 11-point landslide last month.
I was not startled. Did you see her opponent, Dan Kelly? He's not a good candidate.
Swinging the court majority towards moderation. Or that a state budget surplus of $7.1 billion might make it palatable for Republicans to grudgingly agree to repair some of the financial damage to education and municipal funding they've inflicted over the years. You would be mistaken, Fanlon writes. Kelda Royce, the first-term Democratic state senator who represents much of Madison, has watched the process unfold as a member of the legislature's budget-writing joint finance committee. She's been in hearings and listening sessions on the budget all over the state, some by the full finance committee, some by Democrats only, and another she hosted in her district. What amazes her, she said this week, is the consistent support for the governor's budget themes, regardless of geography. There's no intractable red-blue divide. Royce said two overriding themes stand out. Quote, the first is how clear and cohesive the support is for the Evers budget, for the basic premise of funding K-12 education, funding higher education, funding childcare and transportation and local government and the sort of core public functions that we expect from any reasonable state government. Those are overwhelming, and I've heard that everywhere in the state. I've heard it from my own constituents, I've heard it from Republicans, and I heard it from red places and blue places. The things I support aren't radical. They're just normal, everyday things, but it was just so clear that the Evers budget was just a nominal budget of what ordinary Wisconsinites, everyday Wisconsinites, would expect from our state government. She added, and then the second piece is just how far away the Republicans in the Capitol are from the reality of everyday Wisconsinites. 20 or 30 years ago, she said, the recurrent theme was that Democrats were always in disarray, just a collection of interest groups. That script has switched, she said. Democrats have a very comprehensive view for how we want government to work, she said. Republicans, they don't have a coherent ideology anymore. They're sort of controlled by this ultra-mega id that's just a vitriol machine. It's just like what the next group that we can put up on our angry online pot of steaming hatred and stir it up. Curtis, she was on a roll. Another one. What's the next group we're going to target? Will it be teachers who want to teach the good and bad of American history? Will it be transgender kids? Will it be abortion care? So there isn't really an ideology anymore that's attached to the Republican Party. She likened the state GOP approach to that of the far right in Congress, where extremists, health Republicans, refuse to raise the debt ceiling.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're going to tell you what we really think of you, Republicans, especially if you're sort of a MAGA-id Republican. Now, Kelda, she's calling a spade, but she's not doing so profanely. We might do that on the other side. Come back with us. It's an F Your Feelings Friday right here on the Devil's Advocates.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. is running out of money, but President Biden says he has hope for negotiations with congressional leaders expected to resume this week.
It never is good to characterize a negotiation in the middle of a negotiation. I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist.
More gun violence and death this weekend adds to the hundreds of mass shootings that have happened so far this year. In an exclusive interview, which will air later this week, former President Barack Obama tells CBS Mornings that gun ownership has become an ideological issue.
Instead of thinking about it in a very pragmatic way, we end up really arguing about identity and emotion and all kinds of stuff that does not have to do with keeping our children safe.
Vice Media was once a titan in online news and publishing. Now the company, once valued at nearly $6 billion, has filed for bankruptcy. The New York Times says day-to-day operations will continue while a buyer is found. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote, and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn near made it through the week, Dom. But we still got a show to do, so we're calling it the F Your Feelings Friday. I want to go back to the cap times and the quotations from State Senator Kelda Roy's Democrat. I got a couple of quotes, and we'll wrap this little piece up. I do think, again, I quote Kelda Roy's, I do think we're seeing the last gasp of the Republican supermajority and the sort of stranglehold they've had on the legislature. And it's very scary for them, Roy said, referring to the court election, where a left-leaning majority could alter gerrymandered political maps. We also won't have to worry about the court further circumscribing voting rights for people because they're students or disabled or young or people of color, she said. Still, she said, change will come slowly. All this does is give Democrats the ability to compete. I'd start from that premise. Now, I just want a fair playing field.
Right.
It's not a slam dunk for us. We're not going to have a majority immediately or anything like what the Republicans have had for the last 12 years. An undemocratic lock on power is a minority party. But it is going to change the kind of people who get elected and how they get elected in the Republican Party. Because it's not only going to be a contest amongst the super mega, the ultra, ultra mega, and the triple XL mega. They're going to need to actually be a diversity of thought, and that's good. It's good for all of us to hear from differing perspectives and be challenged from people, not just from the other side of the aisle, but from to have diversity from within the parties as well. As a state capitol reporter back in the 1980s, according to Paul Fanlon, I would have had a term for that. The norm. It used to be the norm. All that changed in, 2011. Scott Walker came into office, swept into office over opposition to Obamacare, of all damn things, and broke the maps and basically broke the state, broke democracy. And we've been living with the ramifications ever since, which is effectively, we're not supposed to have friendships with our neighbors. Our neighbors care more about hating on us, Dom, than they do about, being Wisconsinites. And I blame Scott Walker, and I blame the GOP. And Dom, in fact...
Listen, I appreciate that, and certainly they are the drivers of it. But and I also blame the lack of voters. I also blame the lack of engagement. I also blame crappy voter turnout. You know, those things matter as well. And I'm just as guilty
but
of
don't
that
you think
back
they...
in the day as anybody else. But come on, man.
But back in the day, Dom...
We have 20% turning out in the Wisconsin Supreme Court primary, election, and we're all celebrating that. I mean, come on, man. We get what we deserve. We assumed, in my opinion, good governance is just going to be there. Yeah, they'll fight back and forth over their thing, but it's always going to happen. That's not the case. We got disengaged, and the crazies took over the asylum.
Well, first and foremost, it was a spring primary election. It was record turnout for that, and I was quite satisfied with the general elective outcome when we had a hell of a lot of people turn out relative to a spring election. So, if we had a primary apathetic turnout, man, so what? It really matters the general.
Listen, you're missing the point. Those were historic turnouts. That was great, historically speaking. But it's still terrible as a percentage of the voting population engagement, man. I'm sorry. That's just the reality of it.
But do you understand
if people turned out like they did in the final election all the time, we would not have had to go through these last 15 years.
Only if they voted for Democrats, Dom. Only if they vote for Democrats. It is only in the last two or three elective cycles that apparently the worm has turned here in the state of Wisconsin. And you can blame it on voter apathy of the left. I don't. I don't think that that's an accurate thing. I think if you look at the conduct of all of these politicians, especially the FUGOP party, I think they've driven this wedge for political purpose between neighbors. I think they want people to stick their head in the sand and want to walk away.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Head in the sand for those that would use that kind of philosophy and politic to divide us. Because they know, Crudy, when more people show up, it's worse off for the conservatives.
I don't
know
if you've noticed.
They've been saying it for 50 years.
Sure. I get all that, Dom. I think like 100,000 people showed up damn near every weekend during the political uprising here in the state of Wisconsin. And it was only through some reasonable independents, some people like you that said, well, I don't think we should recall the guy. I think he's got the right to his governance. No matter how bad we might find it to be, he's newly elected. This is his policies. Didn't run on him. Completely corrupted the campaign finance system. But of course, we didn't all know all of that, but I could see transparently. This guy was a charlatan and his governance was malfeasant. And I think it was a punch in the gut. When Scott Walker won the recall, despite all of the bad things he did, it was a punch in the gut for the electorate because so many progressives, so many people of conscience, so many teachers, so many nice people. You know what? A lot of them moved the hell out of Wisconsin. They retired. They got out because of Act 10. State workers, not just the teachers, a lot of people did. And unfortunately, it doesn't help us fight the battle here in the state of Wisconsin. But as these kids, my son's generation, as they've turned of age, of voting age, what do we see this week, Dom? Earlier this week, you told me Madison had the highest youth turnout in the nation. 10-1, I believe it was, for Protasiewicz in the campus area. So, A, I think the kids are all right. B, I think people are certainly paying attention. But C, it is the attitude of these Republicans in some small part that made, once upon a time, dude, I was just like you. I barely voted in my 20s. In my 20s, I barely voted because didn't matter if the Democrat or the Republican won at the end of the day. Tommy Thompson was a Wisconsinite. He was a Badger first. I didn't like all of his policies, but I knew damn well that that guy wasn't in it to screw me. No, that was Scott Walker. And that was Robin Voss. And we are stuck with the FU GOP party ever since, Dom. But don't blame the lefty electorate, man. We fired up for Bernie Sanders in a spring primary, if I do recall. And we didn't get our preferred candidate. And Hillary didn't win the state of Wisconsin. Nor did she come here to campaign or any of the other things I would have done if I wanted to be the president of the freaking United States. But that's a different story for a different day. The GOP is the party of F you. It was once a political party. Now it's nihilistic, corrupt, and a fake populist scam. I found this one over at the Daily Beast, Dom. Opinion by David Rothkopf. See if you like his attitude. There is a belief that among indigenous people of the North that there are more than 30 words for snow. Well, I'm from New Jersey, writes the author, and I can tell you that America's great garden state, we don't need so many words. In fact, along our stretch of the I-95 corridor, there are probably 30 different ways we deploy just a single two-word phrase. F you. It can be a greeting, an expression of disbelief, surprise, awe, an expression of affection, a reaction to a particularly delicious meal, an expression of anger in its many different forms. You get the idea. All of which is to say, I, the writer, am an expert in the use of the term, much like you, Dom. And because I also am a denizen of Washington, D.C., I have come to understand how it has become central to the politics of our moment. The Republican Party has become the party of FU. FU is the motivation of its alienated voters. It's its legislative strategy. It is its views towards the laws of the Constitution of the United States. It is its reaction to morality and values. It is its foreign policy mantra with our allies. FU is even its message to the historians of the future. And sadly, Dom, we live in an age in which the political discourse in the United States results in every idea floated by Democrats, independents, and even the elusive, reasonable Republicans, in which every constructive thought floated about the direction of our country should take, or how we should behave, or why the law matters, is met by a chorus of Republican leaders with their signature, F you. Again, the author writes, as a New Jerseyite, I worry that they will discredit the term so much that we will have to find another way to express ourselves. My concern is due to the fact that the MAGA-sized GOP has only gotten more outrageous, which is to say more committed to the politics of outrage, to obliterating norms of decency as the signature activities to which they devote themselves. They do it because their base is angry, Dom. They do it because it drives social media wild. Here's the most poignant part, I think, in this entire story, Dom. They do it because they have no good ideas and their leaders are profoundly immoral, disgusting people.
Crudy, the author from the Daily Beast, goes on to write, "We have seen multiple examples of the politics of FU this week. We've seen Donald Trump, the leader of the party, the high priest of FUism, the commander-in-chief of the F Your Feelings Army, in a videotaped deposition essentially saying FU to E. Jean Carroll's lawyer. We heard him say FU to anyone who may have thought sexual abuse was wrong, and then double down on his infamous pea-grabbing brag, arguing that stars like him have been fortunate to be able to grab the peas for the last million years or so. Then, when an undoubtedly disgusted jury found Trump liable for sexual assault and defamation in record time, he immediately said F you to the American system of justice and to his own hometown in a series of social media posts and soon maybe fodder for the next set of defamation suits against him. He followed that up with a televised Trump rally that was carried on CNN, in which he repeated some of his greatest FUs to America of the past 7 years. Seven, God, it seems like so much longer than that. Of the past 7 years. He doubled down on the big lie. He called Vladimir Putin a smart guy. He refused to condemn Putin as a war criminal. He equated Russia and Ukraine's role in the former invasion of the latter. He promised to pardon January 6th insurrectionists. He said he had a right to the classified government documents he stole. He said the GOP was right to threaten debt default, which he said might have no effect at all. He gloated about his role in making the Dobbs decision happen. He once again defamed E. Jean Carroll. It was a tour de force of what might be called the art of FU, complete with an audience of fawning mega zombies and a big old get effed to fat checkers in the form of his usual tsunami of lies. While some leaders in the GOP actually had the decency to condemn Trump's vileness at the conclusion of the Carroll trial, they were very much in the minority. Most GOP lawmakers offered their party's patented silent FU by refusing to say a bad word about their party's leader after jury's verdict that he was a sex abuser. Some went further. Some said FU to New York and the nine average Americans who did their duty on the jury, and in doing so, offered an FU to the entire system of justice. Some members of the FU party were not content to merely demonstrate their contempt for our system of law or any modicum of respect for women. Some, like Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, actually said things like, the Carroll verdict, quote, makes me want to vote for him twice. Tommy Tuberville, man, what a POS.
He's a bit of a dull bulb, that one.
The FU party, Crudy.
It is. It absolutely is. It really is. I mean, every level of governance, that's really their response to anything. Joe Biden makes a proposal, their response, FU. Here in the state of Wisconsin, Tony Evers puts forth the budget. Republicans say FU. Doesn't matter what the proposition is. I would say so often, in the case of Biden or Evers here in the state of Wisconsin, they represent the norm. They represent the decent. They represent those of us that want to be governed.
They want to engage in self-governance for the purpose of governance.
It's hard to govern people when their entire attitude is F you. What do you want for dinner? F you. What do you want to watch on TV? F you. I lived with that guy in college. His name is Dominic. It's a pain in the ass. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show
is the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family.
Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.7